Chapter 5. William and Lucy. The boy wore a nightshirt. He had red hair and freckles. He looked about 4 years old. He rubbed his eyes sleepily. Then he saw Teddy.
"Puppy,"
he said with a huge smile. He threw his arms around the little dog's neck. Teddy licked his face.
"Come back to bed, William,"
a voice called from inside the room.
"Come out,"
Annie shouted.
"It's an emergency."
A moment later, the door opened wider. A girl in a long white nightgown peeked out. She had red hair and freckles, too. She was tall and thin. She looked to be about 12 or 13 years old.
"Hello,"
she said. She put her arm around the little boy.
"I'm Lucy O'Malley. This is my brother William."
"I'm Annie," said Annie, "and this is my brother Jack."
"Get your parents and tell them to come with us," said Jack.
Lucy looked confused.
"Our parents aren't here. They're in New York," she said. "We're on our way to them."
"Listen, the Titanic has hit an iceberg," said Annie. "We'll take you to a lifeboat."
"What do you mean?"
said Lucy.
"The ship's sinking,"
said Annie.
"Look."
She pointed to the water at the end of the hall.
"Oh, no,"
cried Lucy.
"Don't be afraid," said Jack. "Just get your coats and your life belts. We don't have much time."
Lucy nodded. Then she went back inside the room and came out with their things. Lucy pulled on her coat and her life belt. Annie helped William put his on.
"Let's go," said Jack.
"Wait, can Teddy fit in your knapsack?"
said Annie.
"Try," said Jack.
Annie slipped the little dog into the leather knapsack on Jack's back. Only Teddy's front paws and head stuck out.
"Stay there, honey," said Annie.
She kissed Teddy on the nose. Jack didn't feel any extra weight in his knapsack. The little dog felt as light as air.
"Wait, I forgot something," said Lucy.
"We don't have time," started Jack. But Lucy rushed back into the room.
"Hurry,"
shouted Annie. When Lucy came out, Jack saw her slip something into her coat pocket. Then she grabbed William's hand.
"Ready?" said Jack.
Suddenly, he felt freezing water brush against his shoes. He looked down. The green seawater was slowly moving down the hall.
"Arf! Arf!"
barked Teddy from Jack's pack.
"Run!"
cried Annie.